starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've given up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, and thanks for joining us on the NITB News Podcast. A Greens motion has passed the Senate calling for immediate action from the government to reject white supremacy and extremism. Introduced on urgency, the motion condemned the March for Australia rallies and the attack on Melbourne's camp sovereignty in September. It also described the recent neo-Nazi rally outside New South Wales Parliament as an act of emboldenment by the far right. During debate, First Nations Senators Jana Stewart and Lydia Thorpe described racism and neo-Nazism as a poison and a toxin.
Racism against migrants and people of colour in this country is not new, but it has been blatantly normalised and legitimised, and pretending that we don't see it only allows it to continue, especially while politicians and parts of the media gleefully fan the flames of hate that foment right-wing extremism.
Advocates are calling for urgent government action after marking 1 year since the Northern Territory coroner released her landmark report into domestic violence. The inquiry exposed deep systematic failures that contributed to the deaths of four Aboriginal women whose lives were taken by their partners with known histories of domestic violence. In the NT, domestic homicide is seven times the national average. Coroner Elizabeth Armitage made 35 recommendations, including establishing a peak body and a significant boost in funding for the sector. Advocates say little has changed in the years since, as five more Aboriginal women have allegedly been killed by their partners across the territory since the report was handed down.
We have reports of women's shelters turning away hundreds of women in the Northern Territory because they cannot provide a space, they have no capacity, and we only have a very small population here in the Northern Territory. So I would say the scale is a crisis, it is an epidemic, and it deserves an urgent response, and we just haven't seen that yet.
States and territories are also marking 16 Days of Activism, a program aimed at ending gendered violence. WA Senator Dorinda Cox says the federal government has invested heavily in resources for women and children escaping family violence. Men who need help to change their behaviour are also supported with programs, but Senator Cox says it's up to all men to take the first step.
Calling out controlling behaviour. It's checking in on your mates. And model respect to boys and young men. And to use their influence to shift culture in workplaces, in sporting clubs and in communities. This is not about blaming men. This is about getting them involved in a movement that demands better from one another.
Rangers in Western Australia's Kimberley region are leading the way in educating teenage boys about respectful relationships, taking them bush to reinforce positive messages. As well as fishing and sport, the group is learning how to manage anger. The Kimberley has some of the highest domestic violence rates in Australia. The community-led camp gives elders a chance to tell teenage boys that domestic violence is wrong. Indigenous rangers from the Great Barrier Reef are learning coral spawning techniques in one of the largest reef restoration trials to date. The pilot program involves rangers working in the reefs off Queensland's Keppel Islands, which were hit hard by last year's mass coral bleaching event. Queensland correspondent Jasmine Cheong visited the reef to see the program in action.
In the waters off this tropical island on Wapabara Sea Country, First Nations rangers are learning from scientists to help protect the Great Barrier Reef.
My mob, we were born on the islands. We're practically a part of sea country in every way. It's part of our DNA. And for me, it was most important to get into this, not just to better myself, but to better my community.
We can get as many shots as you like in the water.
While reef restoration is the focus, Wapabara woman Tashinta Barney says being part of the program has been healing for her.
Being around mob and being supported, oh, in the best way, being able to meet all these new rangers and learn from them, I would want others to get involved in whatever they can and take that journey.
This pilot program aiming to upskill rangers from six different traditional owner groups. Their sea countries stretching from Cooktown to Bundaberg.
Seeing young rangers is that makes me wish that I had the same opportunity when I was younger to do it. And it also helps the younger ones stay on path to their own culture.
Climate change is one of the biggest threats to the Great Barrier Reef. A key objective of the recent United Nations Climate Summit is building on efforts to preserve and restore our oceans.
Like, ultimately, we need to get a wrap on climate change. If we can't get that under wraps, it's going to be really worrying for people living on sea country and losing their identity and their culture as well.
Last year, huge parts of the reef experienced mass coral bleaching, including around the Keppel Islands. Rangers learning how to collect coral spawn, putting it into pools to develop, before deploying millions of larvae back onto the reef.
Obviously, Western science knows a lot, but there's been traditional owners and their families been around for generations. There's a lot of knowledge that we can learn from to learn from them about how we can protect the environment.
The other devices will actually have...
Teaching these techniques, aiming to show the possibilities of collaboration.
It's about inspiring the next generation to be involved, for them to have confidence in knowing that their traditional knowledge has a place in marine science.
In the hope of preserving the reef for future generations.
ARIA award-winning hip-hop rapper Barker has taken home a New South Wales Music Prize for her latest album. The Malleyngapper and Barkindji rapper was recognised for her album Big Titter at the inaugural New South Wales Music Awards. Awarded to a First Nations artist whose work had a significant and meaningful impact, it comes with a $45,000 prize. Barker's winning album preaches black joy and positivity, of which there was plenty as she took to the stage.
When one of us wins, we all win, you know. This is not just a win for me, but I'll be making deadly black music with this and collaborating with, you know, my fellow peers and making some deadly black music for these deadly black babies to look up to.
Netball Australia is looking to new ways to build the game both on and off the court. The sport has launched a new 10-year strategic plan with an eye on the Brisbane 2032 Olympics and also building the game in the First Nations community.
It's a sport many young Australians play while growing up. Today, the Governor-General announcing Netball Australia's 10-year plan to grow its reach even further.
The strategic plan is a promise, I think, more to future generations. It's a commitment to every player, coach, fan and community member.
Among the plan's key goals, to double netball's playing and non-playing community from 1 to 2 million by 2035. Maintain the Diamonds World Number 1 status and make Netball Australia's most popular women's sports league. Part of amplifying the sport's impact and legacy involves unlocking diverse talent.
We know that we have great participant rates for First Nations people at that grassroots level. What we don't have is them coming through as coaches, as umpires, as administrators and as players.
Ali Tucker Munro leads Netball Australia's new First Nations Culture Council.
It comes back to opportunity, it comes back to some of those systemic structural barriers that also exist in our sport. And so I think with the work that we're looking at doing from a strategic point of view is actually identifying them and defining them.
Another key aspect of the 10-year plan is securing netball's inclusion in the 2032 Brisbane Olympic Games, something Netball Australia says it's pursuing fiercely.
We've got a whole country that's going to rally behind netball. It won't be easy work. It's going to take a big, heavy lift, but we're up for it.
Hannah Kwon, NITV News.
And that's all for now. I'm Luana Grant. For more Indigenous news, tune into NITV News weeknights.
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've given up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.